We have a new study that has come out recently that shows that certain painkillers may not be a good mix with some antidepressants. And this gets into the whole area of what happens when you're being treated for more than one condition at the same time, or you're mixing medications.
That's right. This was a study that was surprising to the researchers. This is from the from Rockefeller University, where they published a study in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. And this were people, it was actually two studies, Mark. It was one where they looked at mice, used a mouse model, that were treated with a antidepressant called citalopram or Celexa, and they monitored what they would expect a mouse to do if they were on this medication. And they found that those mice that were also given an anti-inflammatory medication, or what we call NSAIDs, or non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, and these include a whole host of anti-inflammatory medications from ibuprofen or Advil to naproxen to diclofenac or Voltaren. I mean, there's a whole slew of very, very common medications that people take every day, especially for arthritis. And they found that those mice that were taking these particular medications at the same time that they were taking the antidepressant had lower levels of that antidepressant in their bloodstream compared to those mice that were only on the antidepressant at all and not taking those medications. So then they looked at a human trial that was already done and found that in this trial of 4,000 depressed patients, those that reported, now this was the problem with the study, is that it was self-reporting. So they were depending on people to tell them whether they were taking anti-inflammatory medications. And it wasn't really one of the endpoints of the study. It was just one of those things to ask people about. But nevertheless, they found that 54% of people responded to their antidepressants who were not taking any of the other medications, versus 40 to 45% who reported using an anti-inflammatory medication. Problems with the study, that human study, was that it was only 12 weeks long, and the authors themselves said that it really wasn't comprehensive enough to prove that taking non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medications or painkillers stop antidepressants from working. So now the next step for them, because they're not clear why this even happens, and it's surprising to them, but the next step is to do longer-term studies with a specific population with a known quantity of the antidepressant and the other medication, the anti-inflammatory medication, and seeing if it really makes a difference over time. So not sure yet. It's not a matter of telling people, stop taking your anti-inflammatory medications, because there are a lot of people, especially the elderly, that have osteoarthritis, that may be depressed, and you're treating them for pain. So you have to be careful before you start making recommendations across the board to stop a medication on the evidence of only one study at this point.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.